subject, sleeping with my ex. Hello, Steve and Shirley. Although this is a no-brainer, I'm asking because I want to know how to respond properly to my ex-boyfriend. We ended the relationship over a year ago, but keep in touch by telephone. We live in different coasts, so we don't see each other. I'm going to be in his part of town soon. I've made hotel and car reservations, and I made plans to hang out with some friends when I get to town. He's expecting me to come stay with him and to hang out with him. This is my issue with all of that. He has someone living with him, and someone else wants to be there when I get there as well. He has a studio apartment, and it would be four of us there, and one of them is a minor. I feel that this would be a disrespectful situation for me and the minor. Secondly, I feel that my ex should have at least asked me to stay with him instead of assuming I would, especially since we are no longer together. I stayed with him when we were together, but now I don't think it would be a good idea if I stayed with him. There was a lot of disrespect on his part, so I ended the relationship and he agreed. I am commanding respect from others and him. He informed the minor child that I was coming to town and stated that the child couldn't be there. I personally don't want to stay there because of the plans I've already made. So how do I let him know I will not be staying with him as he's told everyone? And how do I get him to respect me? He is changing for the better, but I think it's because he doesn't want to lose me as a friend and as a woman who truly loves him unconditionally. Signed, Tough Love. Confusing letter. All right, listen, you don't owe your ex-boyfriend anything. You owe him nothing. You don't need anything from him. You're all mixed up in the head, it sounds like. Remember, you've already booked your own hotel. You've reserved your own car. You've made your own plans to hang out with your friends. So what are you worried about your ex for? I mean, he's really not worried about you any other time of year. It seems like only when you come to town does he want to get together. And this has nothing to do with the minor that's staying at the house. It's a little small apartment. It's a little bitty apartment, okay? And four people are already staying there. Think about that. So you're right. This is a no-brainer, as you stated at the beginning of the letter. It means you should go on about your own business, as you already made plans to do. Leave this man alone again. You left him the first time for a reason. So what is he doing this time around that's going to make it so different? It doesn't sound like anything to me. It sounds like you'd be wasting your time and causing yourself a lot of stress if you stay there. Steve?
Man, I ain't never heard no bigger mess.
I know.
But lady, seriously, man, when y'all write these letters to us, who do y'all think we are? I mean, really, man, it don't make no damn sense. Although this is a no-brainer. What's the letter for?
Right.
They're talking to me like I'm stupid. I can't stand people talking to me like this a no-brainer. But here come a damn long dissertation of a letter.
Right.
I'm asking because I want to know how to respond properly. We ended the relationship over a year ago, but we keep in touch by telephone. We live in different coasts, so we don't see each other. I'm going to his part of town soon. I done made hotel and car reservations, and I have plans to hang out with some friends when I get to town. He is expecting me to come stay with him and to hang out with him. And why is he expecting that?
Come on.
What
now.
Y'all been talking about that would make him expect? You, why he even know you coming? Because you told him and you want him to know. And now y'all been having some little chummy conversations where now he expecting you to stay with him. Don't no man expect you to stay with him unless you done led him to believe that you might have a possibility of staying there.
Mm.
True that.
This is my issue with all of that. Now here go the real ignorant mess. He has someone living with him. And someone else wants to be there when I get there as well. He has a studio apartment, and it would be four of us there, and one of them is a minor. What?
That's crazy.
A minor.
Man.
Somebody going to jail. Sitting up in here, got some baby up in the house. What you mean a minor? You mean 17? You, what minor? I need an age on this minor. Is the minor 6? Is the minor 16? Because when you get up into them teenage years, we're messing around with something we ain't supposed to. And why the baby at his house? Who is he? And who the other person that already stay there? Is this a woman? Because you stupid.
Yeah. There's a lot going
Who,
on.
If it's a man there that live already there, how you going to come lay your tail up in there with all these damn people? Yeah, what, y'all going to hang sheets and divide the studio apartment into fours? What, is you going to make cubicles? This ain't no office. They can hear you.
They can hear you.
Can't be that quiet. And it's just one bathroom.
Come on, Steve. Yes.
Don't go to bathroom. Somebody got to go in there naked.
One. Oh, God.
Sheets just moving. Damn foolishness. You sitting up in here talking about, and one of them is a minor. I'm scared of this letter. I don't even want to respond because I don't know who this non minor is. Is it a girl? Is she 16, 17? I don't want to have nothing to do with this letter. Y'all going to jail by your damn self.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.